Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Start off like this, y'all. Lord, I wanna say thank you. Lord, I wanna say thank you. Get rid of the next person. Come on, Keisha.
Thank you.
sing now.
I wanna go wherever you say.
giving all glory to God Almighty. All things that exist, all things that come forth, even in our life, as we come before God's people, we want to thank Him for blessing us, keeping us, and giving us strength to stand in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. We need to pray up today. I just want to aware you to things falling out of place that God instituted to put in place, and we have to be prayer warriors in order to be sustained, because the work of the devil is prevalent in our society today. So we got to totally depend upon God. And I stress that. I'm one of the ones that don't believe in beating around the bush. We the country is in trouble now. And if we say it's not, we lie, and the truth is not in us. So we have to talk to the only one that can deliver us, and that's the Lord God Almighty. I thank God for God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit for Pastor Godfrey, and we ask that you pray for Pastor Michael Grimes, that God give him strength to stand. He's one of the great ministers in the community, along with Reverend Godfrey. We just thank God. See, what God does, we don't see it all the time. What God does, He always put people in our pathway that got a decent life, a holy life, a life that's undefiled, that we can believe and accept. And you don't find that all the time. Every now and then you see a traveler. So we have to be careful what we do and say. And we all know some truth. But we all can't speak. We all can't speak. God chose people to speak. See, everybody got a mind. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll be caught up in your mind, and which is called the flesh. And if you don't do away with the flesh, you're going to always be a devil worker. Got to get rid of the flesh now and catch hold to the Spirit of God. If you get hold to the Spirit of God, He's going to lead you, guide you, and instruct you into all righteousness and all truth. The stumbling part comes when we ain't sure of ourselves. And when we disobey what the Word say, we stumble. But thanks be to God that we are children of God, and we are following after Christ, our Savior. Today we're going to look at 1 Peter 2, 9 through 13. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 13. And this is very wholesome scripture for us today, letting us know whose we are, who we are, and where we come from. God wants us to know that. We didn't come here by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We was delivered here by God. The words say, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. In the words say, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be for the king, to the king as supreme. You may be seated. God's word is everlasting. Take it on now. Catch hold to it right now. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. Our scripture today tells me that we, listen good, a chosen generation. When God chooses you, you ain't no anybody. You're special with God, and you should be with mankind, because we sons and daughters of God. We heirs and joint heirs, according to the Bible, with Jesus Christ, our Savior. When God chooses you, this is what the scriptures say in the very first verse of the second chapter. Got to lay aside some stuff. Got to lay some stuff down. First thing he tell us that we got to get rid of malice. Malice, a burning desire or intention to hurt somebody else. I hope it ain't in the church no more to do wrong to somebody else. I hope we love everybody in the church. I hope our love is just bubbling with everybody that's seated in the church of God. I pray God that we're running over with love one for another. If you're not, you're not connected properly. You need to reconnect, because God is a God of love. He is love. And he showed his love at Calvary. Everything he did, I believe and confess it with my mouth. And that I believe that in my heart, that he did everything at Calvary for the remission of our sin. He had no sins on him, but he died for us that we might live. He said that God, Lord help us, that's the craftiness, cunningness, or deception, bitterness. Church don't have no bitterness, do it? Come on now, y'all help me out. We don't have no bitterness in the church. Bad feeling about people, thinking people are not what they God say they are. That's not in the church, is it? When the Holy Ghost came, it ran that out of the church. Am I right? Help us, Lord. In another word there in that verse, it says hypocrisy. Persons who pretend to be something that they are not. Person who pretend to be something that they are not. Do you know when we fake and go to Hollywood, we ain't getting no money for it? Because them other people make movies, not us. We're here to represent Jesus Christ. We're here to lift the name of Jesus up. We're here to do things good. We're here to look out for our brethren. We heirs, church, joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. We ain't say, he said we joint heirs. Jesus looked on us and said, we're equal with him almost. But we got to walk right. Just like he was obedient to his Father. He never committed no sin. And when God clean us up, stay clean. Stay clean. Why you want to get dirty again? Because I don't care what kind of soap you use, you can't clean the heart. Only God can clean the heart. He goes on to say the other word is envies. That's resentment towards other person, a person for what they have. Good God Almighty Jesus. We talked about the gift this morning in Sunday school. If I got the gift of healing, be happy with me. You got the gift of laying on hands. I'm happy with you. And we got to have sense enough to know that ain't neither one of us more important. God is the most important person, because he allowed his spirit to dwell with us, and all of us is the same power. Ain't nobody got more power than the other. We all got the same power, governed by the same person, come from the same place. And we need to understand that in the church. There should be so much love in the church till it's just bubbling over. When we meet a brother or sister in the church, we ought to greet them. The Bible says greet them with a hug, a holy kiss. That's what God say we got to be. You better get out of my face. Well, I understand that you're still a baby in Christ, but when you're going to get your strength?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When you're going to get strong?
Yeah.
It's time to get strong now. He said we are working together with Christ Jesus. If I'm working with Jesus, don't do no wrong. He gave us the Holy Spirit to empower us that we do no wrong. And yet and still, we make an excuse. Well, you know, the flesh is weak. No, that's your alibi to keep doing what you're doing. The flesh ain't weak. The flesh, you done did away with the flesh. Now you govern by the Spirit of God. And what Satan does, he tempt you. And he dress things up for you. And it make you want to go to what he dressed up for. But the Bible tell me you got to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And go on about your business. And don't let nobody tell you when God saved you, don't let people tell you you ain't saved. God got on Peter. Peter was a Jew boy. And Peter didn't like Gentiles. Couldn't stand them. He had resentment in him. And Jesus straightened him out. Jesus said, that which I clean, call not common or unclean. We're doing that today. We do it today. We call people, we try to put people in certain categories today, and that ain't your job. That's the Lord's job. We got to give God his job. Let's do our job. We got enough on this earth to do instead of trying to do God's job. We got to stay tied up, wrapped up. How we sing this song, I'm wrapped up, tied up, entangled up with the Lord. Well, you be tangled. Don't get untangled. Stay tangled. And you're going to be blessed more. And he went on to say, after I clean you up from all these things, he said, now you're a chosen generation. You're the royalty now. You're in the royal family. I seen the king and the queen the other day on TV. And people are just hopping around him. But that's still a man. He still got his fleshly concepts in his life. He's not the one you got to really yield to. But you got to yield to the one that made him what he is today. That's Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we ain't no anybody. I tell people that every day. Stop belittling yourself. God picked you up and made you. He made you a new creature in Christ. Stay new. Stop letting folks come up there and tell you ain't nobody. That's the work of the devil, y'all. We supposed to lift one another up in the church of God. He said, you're a chosen generation now. You're in the royalty of God, not the royal of this earth, the royalty of God. And he said, you're a holy nation because he didn't clean you up. He cleaned you up. Now you're holy. And because you're holy, you're sons and daughters of God. And then furthermore, he said, you are a peculiar people. God help me. Rev, why you let people talk to you like that? You should hit him in his mouth. No, I done talked to God. I had a conversation with God. I understand God. He laid the outline out for me, and I'm following the outline that he gave me. I don't hit no more. I let the Spirit of God do my hitting. The battle is not mine. It belongs to God. And God only. I can't win no battle. But he can win them all. He never lost one. Not yet. All the reading I've ever done, he ain't never lost a battle. He want us to be like him. And we're going to have to be like him in order to get in that kingdom. If we don't be like him, see, because he the one that brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Well, Reb, I ain't never did nothing that bad. But the scriptures say you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. If you don't go to God and repent from whatever, because you already had sin on you. If you don't go to God and tell me I ain't worthy to even lift my head up, have mercy on me and forgive me of all my sin, well, you can't go nowhere. We used to sing this song about the old ship of Zion. That ship ain't going to pick you up unless you're right. They laughed at Noah when God told him to build a Noah's Ark. They laughed and made fun of him. Noah and his family just kept building until they completed the boat. Then he preached 120 years. Y'all come, y'all come, y'all come. They make fun of him. Today, Christian, the way we walk and talk with people and govern ourselves, watch how we talk to people, people say we crazy. How you be nice and kind to people, consider their feeling, you leave your feeling at home. They crazy, rep crazy. You ain't got good sense. Nobody do me like that. I ain't gonna let him talk to me like that. Well, Jesus went to the cross, took on the sins of the whole world, didn't even recite not one word, took it all on just for us, because he wasn't guilty of nothing. He did that for us. And we got to show our gratitude one with another. See, he didn't just clean us for just to worship him. He cleaned us to be nice to my brother and my sister. Be nice to them. Treat them right. Treat them like I want to be treated. And then we give God the glory. That's how you give God the glory and the praise. When you do like he say do, and then you praising God. It's just not a shout. Praising God is just not a shout. It's a duty. It's a submission thing to God. It's giving God your life to use you to his glory. And we got to keep that in mind. And he went on to say, he brought me out of darkness into the life which I now stand in, sit in, sleep in. I hold him in high standing now. I confess to everybody that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that he died for me. And when people look at you, they say, how he died for you? He died. I don't know how he died or why he died, but he died. The Bible says he so loved me that he died for me. Whilst I was yet in my sin, he died for me. I didn't know nothing, but he died for me. He brought me back to the Father. And we got to give him thanks. Give him praise. Because he said, I want y'all to remember this. In time past, you had nobody. You were nothing. But now, watch this now. But now, you are, the people of God. He did the work. I don't deny what God did for me. I tell everybody, I had an attitude. I ain't never want to lose nothing. I ain't never want you to talk about me. I get mad you talk about me. Tell me I was ugly. I wanted to fight all the time. And I looked in the mirror, and I didn't see where I was ugly. So when you called me ugly, I was ready to fight. I put up my sleeve, put a stick on my shoulder, and say, hey, knock it off. I had my sense. I didn't have God's sense then. Because I knew I'd come up with something, the battle is not mine, but it belonged to God. And I know he made a change in my life. You that's here today, he made a change in your life, or you wouldn't be here. Because nobody forced you to come today. But you came because you wanted to eat some good food. Say, there was a time in your life when you didn't have show no mercy to nobody. You ain't care about nobody. You tell them anything come out your mouth. Speak harsh to them. You didn't know nothing about a humble and meek spirit to talk to people. Do you not know that you can tell the truth to a person, but the way you tell it makes the whole difference. It makes all the difference. The way you tell it makes all the difference. If you can't humbly submit yourself to the will of God, don't tell them nothing. We like to stick our chest out and say, I'm this, that, and other. But I tell people all the time, you ain't got to call me no rev, the doctor, and all that. I'm a servant. And a servant obey his master, take care of his master, do what the master said. He don't have no say-so. Servant don't have say-so. Jesus sent us out into all the world to teach the gospel, teach people how to live for him. That's all we got to do.
Don't get out there putting your stuff on it. Just give him what God gave you. And that's all it takes. If you don't give him what God gave you, you're out of order with God. He said here, he said, but now you show mercy now. You've been going around here having your chest, how bad you were and everything. Nobody could tell you nothing. You know more than everybody else. You don't care what the people said. You it. Now, God broke you down. God broke you down. Now people are saying you're a little pushover. You're a little pushover now. You used to be a man. That you ain't number of women now. You're serving God. You're giving God what he deserved to have. He gonna watch over you. He gonna take care of you. He gonna feed you. He gonna clothe you. He gonna do everything for you. When the Israelites was in the wilderness, they didn't have changed shoes for 40 years. How he did that? Because he God. And he's showing us his authority. We ain't have to worry ourselves to death. I mean, I got gray hair for my age. It ain't that I'm worried with nobody. It's just a little age that I ain't worried. I ain't letting you worry me. Yeah, I'm beyond that now. Yeah, that's just age there, y'all. It ain't what worries you. I sleep good at night. Yeah. May God bless you, too. And then he went on. He got sanctimonious. Dearly beloved, my heart felt sympathy for you. I beg you, I urge you, as strangers and pilgrims, which you ain't fitting properly, to abstain from fleshly lust. Look, we all desire to do things. The Bible tell me all good things come from above. The things of this earth is constituted as fleshly things. And fleshly things, it get good sometimes. It get appealing sometimes, and we'll reach at them. We sure reach at them. And Satan, let me tell you what the devil does. I've been here a few years. Satan will dress things up and almost irresistible. But you have to be prayed up. You got to stand up, and you got to speak up. If you don't do those three things, then you're going to give up. And he didn't put us here to give up. He put us here to stand in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. He said, this is what Jesus said. As long as I was in the world, I was the light of the world. Now that I'm going back at the right hand of my Father, you are the light of the world. And you got to walk in the light as he's in the light. If you don't walk in the light, you're going back to the flesh. That's what he said. You're going to fulfill the deeds of the flesh. If you don't walk in the light. So we need to stay in the light as children. God say, you are special people. Now, let's stay special. Let's don't go back and make God frown on us. He said here, he said, you war, when you go back in the flesh, you war against the soul, that which belongs to God. Don't do that. Stay prayed up. When I sing, listen to me good. I was listening to the choir. I was almost about to cry over there. Listening to the choir, how they come in so sweet and pretty. And it just went to me. It just started stirring in me. I said, look at that. He cut his keyboard off, and they were just floating. That's what God said. He loved a sweet melody of harmony. And you know what? God don't like all that hollering. He wants you to get down in the heart. He wants you to sing. I remember the older people used to sing them meters, them long meters. Must Jesus bear the cross? Jesus keep me near the cross. All those songs, it meant something to them when they was in slavery, in the cotton fields, the corn field, doing whatever, trying to make a livelihood. They just start singing. They was under hard taskmasters, but they start singing, and they were singing to God. Wasn't nobody else out there. They had to sing. There wasn't no church in the field. They were singing to God. And God heard their call. I never will forget. I was in the field picking cotton. And they did, that big old machine come out. Red big old machine. I said, I asked the man, I said, what that is yet? He said, it's a cotton picker. And I wasn't never out saved. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm serious, because I was picking 400 or 500 pounds of cotton a day. And when I seen that big old man, he says, a cotton picker. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I wasn't never out saved, y'all, but that just come to me. I knew it was another power besides the little power I had. And God, so the Lord said he begging us to stay right, stay tuned in, stay away from the flesh. And he went on to say, having your conversation, now this is very essential, having your conversation honest among Gentiles. God help me. Just because it's scripture, watch this, always speak the things pertaining to God. I don't care where you are, what you're doing, who you're with. Because there's a lot of people depicting you every day of your life, especially ministers and deacons, waiting on you to say something that's not 100% scripture. And time you say, they're waiting to throw a yoke on you. But when you stand firm, do what God say, don't worry about what they say, God going to prevail. And the Bible tells me you're going to bring them to an open shame. They're going to be shamed. You ain't got to say nothing. Just do what the Lord say. You're going to bring them to a shame. And we got to keep that in mind. The battle ain't mine. Give it on to God. So what we have to do is stay tuned in to Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Station 100. Stay tuned in. Keep your conversation geared in righteousness. Be honest. Because there's got a lot of people, it's Gentiles or non-believers. And they're waiting on you to make a mistake. And when you make that mistake, they got you. Reb, you remember what you said? Reb, you say this, that, and the other. Everything negative to me now. Because I say something that they didn't understand it. But he said, if you stand firm in the word of God, you're going to bring them to open shame. And when the next time they see you, they're going to drop their head. Because they've been already convicted and condemned by the word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God, and the word came after 42 generations and appeared in the flesh. And the Bible said, if you don't believe Jesus came in the flesh, you don't know God. But if you confess that he did come in the flesh, you know you've been born again. We have to be careful how we talk among, not just, see, we get it among Christians, and we just go off. Or we quote scripture like I don't know what. And we go off. We get among Christians. That's all right. But we just go off. But you got to remember there's somebody in there ain't no Christian. And you're trying to gain them as well as you're trying to feed the Christian. And you got to watch how you present your case. If you don't do it properly, you're going to lose some people. That's why God gave us three things, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And if you don't get knowledge and understanding together, you'll never get no wisdom. Wisdom is the right procedure that comes from God. You got to have knowledge of it. I got to know some of this word here in order to live the word that I make the right decision. And God wants you to know that. He don't want me to belittle you. Don't want me to cut you down. He wants you to be me to treat you just like I treat my own self, like I treat my brother, like I treat my sister. And as we coming to a close, it said, and look what the words say. Now this to the church. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Watch this. And this hard. Lionel. If the mayor got an ordinance, follow the ordinance of the mayor. Uh-huh. Just don't sin. Yeah. If the church got a policy that you can't wear a hat in the church, pull your hat off. Yeah. Don't start no confusion. If the church don't like singing, don't go there singing. Just obey the law. I don't care what the Spirit told you, do what the church say. Obey the laws of the land. See, we just because we Christians, we don't take a thought and just go do what we want to do. We got to follow ordinance just like everybody else follow ordinance. And God gonna bless you for just doing that. It's right here in the book. And we just gotta apply ourselves to what's there in the book. Say, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. That should show out that you really saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost when you can follow the ordinance of man. Why say it was be king or supreme? Now watch this. We're coming to a close, but I'm going to step on some feet. Is to be the president of the United States, the governor of the state, the United States Senate, the congressman. If they got laws to keep and give us law, we obey them laws. You thought I was going to talk against them? No. Scripture verified right here, I obey them laws. But when it comes to right and wrong, you shun it. The Bible tells me shun the very appearance of evil. Well, they might kill me, so be it. They killed Jesus, they didn't kill him, he gave his life up. But it's on the same link way. You've been persecuted because you stood for righteousness. You've been talked about like a dog, ridiculed like a dog. Even you had church brothers, church sisters down you because you wasn't where they was. Don't do that no more, he say. Submit yourself to God, to the laws of mankind, not to evil and deceitfulness, but to love. And the Bible goes on to tell me you got to love my enemy. Do y'all believe that? Jesus said, love your enemy. Those that come against you, pray for them. Be nice to them. Do good to them. And they say, this is what it does. It heaps coals of fire on their head. And I looked that up. And they say, you're going to burn them up with love. It's going to just torture them. The word of God is going to torture them. That's burning them up. They ain't going to be able to sleep at night. I know y'all over religious people here. But they used to have a song, I'll say, I couldn't sleep at all last night. I was just tossing and turning. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I'm a little age. I remember that. Well, that's what the word of God does. When you hold your peace and let him fight your battle, it tear you apart. If you did something to a brother and don't ask him to forgive you, that's going to stay with you until you go back and say, look, I'm sorry, forgive me. It's going to haunt you. It's going to stay with you. God can't lie, y'all. Whatever he said got to come to pass. And that make me realize, even today, if God told you to do something, do it. He told you don't do it, don't do it. Stay in his will. Love all your people, your brothers, your sisters. Be kind and compassionate to everybody. That's the way we want to be treated, don't we? I went on a job in 1967, and they was calling your uncle, kicking you, and I got in trouble. I'm telling them with God love. I got in trouble. Man kicked the man one day, and I said, I'm being honest to God. I said, what you kick that man for? I ain't have good sense, y'all. I'm young, didn't have good sense. I didn't believe you're supposed to kick nobody. And he told me, put his finger in my face, say, don't you know I'm a white man? You don't talk to me like that. I lost it. I'm telling you what God love, I lost it. I don't even know where I was. I don't know where I was. I just lost it. God took my mind from me. And it made me think about something. And the guy, what it is, the man is still in Clinton Street ready. He said he came, when I come to, he was holding me like this. I said, Lionel, you act like you want to kill him. I said, if I'd have got to him, I would have. You telling me who you are, and I don't talk to you like that. I hadn't seen a man yet. I'm standing before God that I fear. Y'all forgive me. I've been crazy all my days. I hadn't seen a man yet I fear. And that's why I take it to God so he can keep me now and give me the strength that I need to stand with. Because in the flesh, Lord help me. There's a man right there. We took hand-to-hand combat, what you call karate and stuff. And they taught me how to take your heart out your chest, how to jack your rib cage loose. And I told my wife, I said, I got to give this up. Because I say, people that make me mad, I won't step on their foot so they can attack me so I can kill them. I'm being honest to God. They train you how to do that. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be like that. Take that from me, please. And I prayed and prayed and cried. And God took it from me. And I thank him today. I thank him every day of my life that he took that from me and then made me more humble and meek-spirited. Because I wasn't going to go nowhere but to the graveyard with that thing in me. Because I was looking for people to attack me so I could put it on them. Because I was trained to do that. See, when you get into things, you got to know what you're getting into. You got to know what you're getting into. You don't just jump in anything because somebody else in it. You got to govern yourself first, judge your own self to see can I stand the test. If you can't stand the test, don't get in it. And one of our members here at the church got me in it, Lewis Jones. He got me into that. And I got into it. I lacked it at first. But when they all come down and they're telling me how to take a man's heart out, pull his rib cage out, I told my wife, I said, I can't do it. I said, I got to get out of this. And I got out of it because I seen destruction for my body in the grave somewhere. So, and I thank God every day that he got me out, even though it's a good thing. But I thank him every day that he got me out of it. Because, see, I was a little man, too, and big men always want to jump on and set a reputation. And I was there to change that. I was going to change that. You ain't, I don't care how big you was, you wasn't going to come here. So, you know, God brought me what the scriptures say right there, out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I'm gracious God for that. There may be
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.